You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, a strong and powerful Mimi Boyer. Mimi, are you ready to do this?
I am totally ready.
Excellent. Let's do this. Mimi is the founder and coach at Happy on Mondays. She's the host of the Happy on Mondays podcast, and she is your powerful side hustle coach. I'm excited to have you on. Mimi, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you for the intro. I'm a side hustle coach, and I've been kind of doing a corporate career for 6 years before realizing that I was completely unhappy. And that's what got me into creating Happy on Mondays. I wanted that for myself, and I wanted that for the world around me. So I started investing time growing a business to get people into their happy place, which is why I'm now spending my time business coaching people to help them grow their own coaching business and get them out of corporate.
I like it. It seems, well, it doesn't seem like anything. I know that there are a lot of unhappy and disengaged workers out there. In fact, the vast majority of people are not engaged and they're not happy with what they do. Do you have a sense of why that is?
Well, I feel like a lot of people don't have self-awareness. So they're simply following a path that is like mapped out for them, but it's not the path that they created. It's not the path that they should be on. So they follow it blindly and they kind of hit a wall after a certain time. I hit my wall after 6 years, but some people it's like 20 years and they just realize like, what have I done, right? And some people can keep in this headspace and feel kind of miserable and empty for years. Some people realize it really early on, like I did. But it's something I've been seeing all around me. My dad has been going through the same kind of journey, and a lot of people in my network as well.
It is kind of a scary thing, but an understandable thing that we get stuck in these loops, right? We're stuck in our, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to high school, then I'm going to go to college or university, and then I'm going to get a good job, and I'm going to work there for 40 years or whatever, and then I'm going to retire, and then I'm going to play golf or whatever it is. And that doesn't mean that it's the right script for your life necessarily, but unless you are intentional about it and really think it and self-aware to use your language, then I think that it's real easy to fall into that path.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I feel like we are taught from a really early age that this is it. You just need to go into corporate, follow the steps, climb the corporate ladder. It's just not something, at least in my family and in my kind of network, it's not something we were trained to be entrepreneurs and kind of have our own way of doing things and going all in by ourselves. We were trained to follow this path. And unfortunately, the path is not for everyone. And so we should have more options early on. But anyways, I feel like the people that are meant to be entrepreneurs, they have it inside of them. They'll figure it out one day and they just need to take massive action towards their dreams.
And I love that. I love the notion of massive action. That is, we need to be doing something every day because without action, nothing happens. When I think about that, I kind of think about a shark, and not in a bad way, but a shark always has to be moving, at least. I don't know if that's actually correct, but from my days of watching National Geographic, I think that we always need to keep moving. Anyway, all that being said, how do you know if you're actually cut out for entrepreneurship? Because not everybody is.
I feel like you know because you have big dreams. And there's a lot of my clients that come to me and they're like, but what if I'm not meant for it, right? When you have this feeling, this craving for something more, and you're craving to have your own business, it means that you're meant to do it. Go all in. There's no good or wrong answer. The answer is your heart is telling you that you want this. That means that you can just go ahead and create it. So it will require drive, grit, a lot of work, a lot of focus, consistency, all of those things. Yet basically anyone can make it happen if they really want it.
Got it. Well, I appreciate that. I do think that desire is the common denominator of success. Whatever it is you're interested in doing, if you wanted to be a great tennis player or a great dad or brother or entrepreneur, whatever, if you really want it, well, I think you have to really want it. And then obviously you need to work hard and do all the stuff. But for sure, desire and then action. So what is it that stops people from taking that first step?
People are full of fears. I was one of them. I waited a couple of years before acting, but people are full of fears. They don't know where to start. They're too much stuck in their head, not enough listening to their heart. And that leads them to procrastinate. That leads them to be in analysis paralysis and wait for months and years before acting. When sometimes all you need is someone in your corner kind of guiding you and getting you into action, this person kind of keeping you accountable. You can also do it by yourself and just take small baby steps, but take action on a daily basis. As you just said, it's all about, like, if you're committing to this dream that you have, if you want to be a business owner, if you want to have your own thing, then you got to commit, because by committing, then you'll take action daily. And by taking action, this is where confidence kicks in. So there's no such thing as starting confident and just being like, yeah, I can totally do this, and you go all in. No, you need to first commit, because by committing, you'll take massive actions. And this is when confidence starts happening. It's not the other way around, right? So a lot of people are waiting for this moment where they'll be confident enough. They'll have everything that they need, the knowledge, the experience, like everything kind of in their toolbox before acting. When all that time, it's the opposite way around. You need to start acting, and this is when you collect the right tools that are keeping you kind of going, keeping the momentum, and helping you achieve the things you want to be achieving and the goals that you want to be hitting.
Yeah, amen to that. I think that confidence is an absolute superpower that any of us can have, but you don't get it automatically. It has to be just like self-discipline. It's a muscle that can be strengthened, and if you don't use it, then it's going to weaken. And I think that, yes, I think that making a commitment to doing something, this is, okay, I've decided this is where I want to go, and then take action towards that, and you make incremental success day after day after day, and then you become more confident, and you can really become a different person.
Absolutely.
So, all that being said, again, you know, if you're somebody that has bills and a family and you feel like you're stuck, this doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to change everything overnight, right? You can set goals about maybe learning a new skill or figuring out what kind of an entrepreneur you're interested in doing, and then set a deadline for, okay, I'm going to get this degree or this sort of whatever it might be, and keep working toward it while you're still working at your job.
100%. I don't recommend leaving your job like straight up overnight and starting your business. I made that mistake. So I did that, went there, and I would never recommend that, because what happens then is that you feel a lot of stress, a lot of financial stress to make things happen.
Right.
And it doesn't allow you to have the right creativity, the right flow, the right like control over what you want to build. You're just in like urgency mode, which is ultimately not the best way to start a business. This is why I'm so passionate about helping people that are in corporate start slowly but surely, like start taking action, start building their own thing and scale their revenue by the side by having this stability with their income, but also growing their side hustle like I did. I grew my income from 2,000 per month additionally to 5,000 to 7,000 and then went all in and started having like, you know, momentum and revenues. But before going all in, I had to be able to scale it slowly and have a sense of, okay, yeah, I can totally do this. And I sense that there's a momentum here and I'm ready for it. But doing the opposite way around, I did it once. It was exactly a year and a half ago, or no, 2 years ago, sorry. And it was not, at least for me, not the right way to do it because I was extremely stressed out. And it did the opposite of like pushing me into action. It got me into paralysis analysis and like urgency and scarcity mindset. And it was absolutely not good for my business. So when I started picking up my business was actually when I had this full-time job as head of people and culture. I was working a lot there, yet I was being very intentional with my efforts in my business. I was strategic because I knew I didn't have much time to spend on it. So that's when I started doing the right things that were generating the income I needed to grow and grow and grow and finally be able to break free.
Excellent. What were some of those right things?
So the first thing that I always mention to my clients is we need to build an offer. You want to start by knowing what you're selling. And that's the mistake I made in the past. And I know so many of us out there are doing this mistake is we're focusing on the marketing initiatives, on like creating a blog or creating just a podcast and just putting yourself out there. This is great. This is all things that I totally believe in, personal branding, all of those stuff. Yet, if you're in there to build a business, not a hobby, you got to make sure you know what you're selling so that you have an offer attached to any marketing initiative that you're actually doing. So people know that if they listen to your podcast or watch your videos, whatever you are doing, they know that, oh, she's a side hustle coach. Cool. Okay, how can I work with her? Then they can go and find out that you have an offer. You have something that they can purchase to continue the work together. So that would be like my biggest like advice is focus on what you're selling. You're not just creating a hobby here. You're creating a business.
And I think that when people hear that, they might think, well, okay, I get that. But they also maybe discount how sometimes bad we are at being clear about what our offer really is, right? You have this cool idea in your head, but being able to articulate that and boil it down to this is where you want to go. Well, I'm able to provide that for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that's something that I love talking about because I'm all about creating some high ticket programs or packages. So I work with people creating service-based businesses. So it's all about like packaging your offer. So if you're looking to create some real income, you want to be charging thousands of dollars. You don't want to be working with like people 1 hour at like $20 per hour. No, we want to create a high-ticket program, which is an offer that allows your customers to go through a transformation. So it's all about talking about the transformation that you can offer to your clients. So if you bring them from point A to point B, if you're solving a real problem, a problem that they absolutely need to be fixed, then they're going to be willing to pay those prices because they urgently need this fixed. So this is how you create like a high ticket program that people are craving. They need it. It's a need in the market because they have that big urgent problem that they want to fix. So you can charge big prices for that. That's how you monetize.
I appreciate that. And I would have to think that there are so many belief barriers that people have that will stop them from doing that. Because even if they do have, when people do have that kind of an answer or that kind of a solution that help people to actually transform and get to where they want to go, I bet there's so many limiting beliefs that you have to help people get through.
Oh my God, yes. So we are our biggest blockers in life, always. So my approach is always to ask my clients, like, what is the transformation you were able to accomplish, right? And they're able to walk me through it so easily, and they're so proud of what they were able to accomplish. And they know they can help others do the same, right? So they know they can do it, yet they feel like they're not enough. Like, yeah, but I don't have the expertise or the degree or whatever it is. But I tell them, I'm like, if someone would have offered help when you were struggling, when you were at that stage that you were completely overwhelmed, you were suffering maybe from stress because of whatever reason, and you were able to overcome that by going through all those steps. What if someone would have talked to you at this A state, right? The state you were in, they would have said, I know what you're going through. I was there, and I found a way out, and I want to help you skip many steps that I had to go through and get you to be this like happy, successful version of you. What do you say? Are you in? And by understanding that they actually have something that people need, and that they're actually leaving those people hanging if they're not offering this to them. So I help them rephrase this and look at it in a different way. It's not about them. It's not about their expertise or whatever. It's about the people that they want to be helping. They're leaving them hanging right now. They have a solution to their problem, yet they're not offering it. So it's selfish not to offer it and not to be there for those people that need you. So by seeing it that way, it helps a lot of people to understand, yeah, I can totally help someone. Like, I've been helping people for free in the past. And they start noticing all those instances when they were already giving advice for free, and it was helping people in a massive way.
I love it. I think that is excellent. Well, Mimi, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Whew. My tip is, I want you right now, if you're listening to this podcast episode, I want you to ask yourself, if you keep going at it the way you've been doing things right now, okay? So let's say you stay in this status quo, in this job that you're in this business that you're running, whatever it is, and you picture yourself 10 years from now, keeping doing exactly what you've been doing, and you just keep going at it for 10 more years. Where do you end up, and do you love this image? If the answer is yes, congrats, keep doing it. This is awesome. If the answer is no, you got to take massive action right away and change things for yourself, because you're not going to thank yourself if you're in this image 10 years from now. So just go for it. You can absolutely do this, and you can find a way to be happy on Mondays.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
And Mimi, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Thank you so much for having me. So I would love to see you on my Instagram. My handle is mimi.boyer, and I'm offering a free masterclass right now on the 5 steps to creating your own money-making side hustle. So you can go on my Instagram. The link is in my bio, and you can get access to this amazing masterclass helping you create your own business.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Mimi your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Follow Mimi on Instagram at mimi.boyer. It's mimi.boyer. And check out our free masterclass. Thanks again, Mimi.
Thank you. Have a great one.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course, and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.